We continue our studies about the Beis HaMikdash. Would you like to have tea at the temple?
Yeah, okay, good.
This is not exactly so. Nobody had tea at the temple, but it's just a cute name. Way to get everybody's attention. This is about eating in the Beis HaMikdash. And here's what you must know. Kohanim, special Jews, were given a special mission that they should eat certain kinds of food in the Beis HaMikdash. And as I mentioned yesterday briefly, when the Kohanim eat this special meat, also known as Kodshim or Kodshe Kodashim, the most the highest level of holiness, so what happens is, if it's a Korban Chatas, for example, if it's a sin offering, HaKohanim Ochlim, the Kohanim eat, Ubailim Miskaprim, and the owners, the people who brought the Korban, obtain pardon from Hashem. Now, as I said yesterday, let's go back to our floor plan. This is called the Azara, Kodshe Kodashim. The most severe or important kind of holiness, things in the Beis HaMikdash, so they're called Kodshim, it's a Beit HaMikdash, so things in the Beis HaMikdash are Kodshim, have to be eaten somewhere here. Can't have tea on top of the Mizbeach, that's not going to work. You can't have tea here, it's very, very, very
bloody.
Busy place, very bloody, a lot of action happening here. But there was an area, a large courtyard over here, large area of courtyard over here, and the Kohanim would go, maybe two Kohanim together, and they would eat.
Tables and chairs?
Tables and chairs. No, no tables and chairs. The only one who's allowed to sit in the Azara is the Melech of the Jewish people, the King of the Jewish people, if he is from the house of David HaMelech, the royal house of King David. So going back over here, you really can't see much. It looks very narrow, but this is, like I said so many times, those streets downtown. If you look at it from a bird's eye, it looks tiny. When you're actually walking in the street between these tall buildings, there's lots of room. So that's the area over here. This is the segue into Halacha 8. Because, Hoya Benuya Yisbachoil, what if this structure was built in the mundane pedestrian area of the Har HaBayit? Now, the Har HaBayit is always kind of a holy place, but nonetheless, the scrimmage of actual holiness means in the Azara. So where could we be talking about when we say Bachoil, when we say in the ordinary place? We could be talking about here, alongside, a structure that would be here alongside. We could be talking about something that was here, because this is the Ezrat Nashim, and that is also considered to be chol, it's considered to be mundane or ordinary in comparison with the other side of this wall, the Azara. So in the event that that would be the case, if these structures or chambers or areas are psuchot lakodesh, if the way to enter is through a holy area. So for example, you may have had an area here, but the only way to get in here was to enter through the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you had an area which you can enter from this side, that's another story. But if you have an area which you can only enter from the Kodesh, that's where it opens up into. So then in that case, Tochan Kodesh, then the area of that room, of that chamber, is contentfully speaking, also considered to be sacred scrimmage. It has holy ground as well. And what do we care? Why is that important? And anyway, what does that mean? I mean, if the sacred scrimmage of the Beis HaMikdash is a certain area, if this is outside of the sacred scrimmage, what do you mean it's considered sacred scrimmage? It isn't. We have specific measurements of the Azara. We know this is the size of the Azara. So if you have something which is outside the Azara, and it opens up into the Azara, well, it's still not Kodesh. It doesn't become Azara. An important proviso here. Listen carefully to the words of the Rambam. Tochon Kodesh le'achilat Kodshei Kodoshim. It is considered sacred for the purpose of having tea. Well, not really tea. Euphemistically. For the purpose of eating the korban. And why is this? So the Kesef Mishnah, which is written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, he says the reason is because there is a pasuk, there is a verse in the Torah that speaks about the eating of the korbanot in the Beis HaMikdash. And it speaks about, of course, Aaron HaKohen. It speaks about the Mishkan. And it says, Bechatzar ohel moed yo'ochluha. In the chatzar, in the courtyard of the ohel moed, of the tent of meeting, that's where it should be eaten. So the Kesef Mishnah says, L'rabois, that comes to include. The verse is telling us something. So since the verse is telling us bechatzar ohel moed in the courtyard of the ohel moed yo'achlua, that's the have kodesh le'inyin ha'achila, that it could be considered sacred only for the purpose of eating. So it's only for the purpose of tea in the temple that this is considered holy. Otherwise, it's not considered holy. And that's why bechatzar ohel moed yo'echlua. You can eat it there. In other words, it's considered chatzar ohel moed only for the purpose of the concept of achila. Aval l'sha'ar dvarim, says the Kesef Mishnah, for other things, leka kro. We don't have a pasuk saying that, so we cannot include that. And in other words, it has to be very, very clear. This is not the Rambam's novelty. It's not the Rambam's chiddush. This is actually mentioned in the Babylonian Talmud on Masechet Zvachim on page 46. Actually, says this over there. It says that it's only considered kodesh, only rak le'inyan achilas kachim, only for the inyan of achilas kachim. However, the Gemara there tells us something very interesting. Midrabanon, rabbinically speaking, we would apply the stringency of holiness in that area too, which would mean that somebody who's not in a state of ritual purity is not allowed to go into the Kodesh would have difficulty. And you'll see this now as the Rambam continues to speak to us. As the halacha continues to unfold, he said, "Aval ein shochtim sham kodoshim kalim." Even the lightweight kind of holiness cannot be slaughtered there. It can only be slaughtered in the Tzafon, in the true north, in the Azorah, the Ezra's Kohanim. It cannot be slaughtered down in the Ezra's Yisrael, for example. However, this area which you considered Kodesh for the purpose of eating is not Kodesh for the purpose of slaughtering the sacrifice of the Korban. Now the Rambam says, V'hanichnas l'sham, but the one who enters into it, bituma, in a state of ritual purity, patur, is exempt. Oh, but didn't you just tell me a moment ago that midrabanan, rabbinically, that even somebody who's ritually impure cannot enter into there? Yes, I did say that, and I stand by it. It doesn't say mutar, it doesn't say permissible, it says patur. You will not be held culpable of having violated a Torah decree. You will, though, have violated a rabbinic decree. So patur, as the expression goes elsewhere in the Rambam in Laws of Shabbos, he says patur means patur aval aser. You're exempt, but it is actually prohibited. The gadoi sehen chol kaldova, the roof of this area. So if you had, let's say, for example, this area or this area that opened in, I'm not saying these areas opened into holiness, but if they did open into holiness, even if they would be considered holy for the purpose of eating, so you can kind of go into this little chamber to eat, the roof would certainly not be considered holy. It would only be the actual area of the room that would have designation of holiness, and this only for the purpose of tea in the temple, only for the purpose of the Kohen eating within the area of sacred scrimmage. And that concludes Halacha Ches.